anyways, or it's up.
Mr. Chairman, I think I can do what I need to do in open session, okay. So we'll see what the committee wants.
Okay, then we will offer to the committee the opportunity to go into closed session, but let us proceed with item number 13, please.
Item number 13 from Corporation Counsel, recommending payment in the amount of $20,000 to Colleen and Timothy Miller in settlement of their personal injury claims and case number 11CV14104.
Thank you. Any comments? I know this has been something that this incident took place a few years back. So,
move approval.
Okay, and Supervisor Rainey, did you have a question?
Thank you, Chairman. Can you please just give me a little background on this particular item?
Sure. I'm going to look to Corp Counsel maybe to kind of, I know in the, you want to summarize it, please?
Sure, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. First of all, I have to tell you that I don't personally handle most of these things, and so there are other attorneys in the office. This one is handled by Mr. Karaskevich, who is the attorney who works primarily at the airport. Handles almost all airport matters. He's not here today. He's out of town. So I don't know a lot more than what this memo says myself, so I just have to caution you. But this is basically a slip and fall out at the airport in one of the concourses. The individual, as you can see, ran up approximately $14,500 worth of medical expenses for her treatment. Filed suit, obviously, against the county, and Mr. Karaskevich is proposing a settlement of $20,000. Slip and fall cases are the reason, frankly, if this was a case where it was clearly our fault, the settlement would be, or the jury verdict would be much more than $20,000. What you see is a reflection that in a slip and fall case, there's always questions of liability, and it's a give and take, and so we think this is an appropriate settlement given the amount of medical expenses and the injuries.
Okay, we have a motion for approval by Supervisor Broderick. Seeing no other comments, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Johnson?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Weishan?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Rainey?
Aye.
Seskounis?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Attorney Grady?
I know we just took the vote, but just one other explanatory comment for the committee. All of these settlements always have the insurance company's approval as well, because technically that is also required under the insurance policy. So it's a given that if we're in front of you, unless I tell you otherwise, which I don't think has ever happened, the insurance company is also in agreement with the settlement on these matters.
Because they're paying for it. Through the premium. Yes, Supervisor Staskunas.
So on this airport thing, the Wisconsin Mutual still has to approve it, or is it the insurance company that provides coverage for the airport?
On the airport thing, that doesn't apply because of the exclusion for the mutual, but on the other ones, it did apply.
And that fee would come out of airport revenues.
The settlement would come out of
Yes, the settlement. Okay. All right, item number 14.